My name is Lee Smithy, and I'm a sociologist. I coordinate the Peace and Conflict Studies program at Swarthmore College, which is just outside Philadelphia in the States. And the new book that's out here is called Unionists, Loyalists, and Conflict Transformation in Northern Ireland.
So what brings an American across to Northern Ireland to look at the kind of loyalist unionist communities?
Right. Well, I started coming way back in 20 years ago doing volunteer work, but eventually through my sociological studies started doing research over here, and I did some work on parading disputes way back around the turn of the century, which sounds funny to say, but around 2000, and I came back to do this project between 2005 and 2007 over the course of several trips, how I ended up doing this topic, you know, you could as easily write a book, and in some sense, you could very easily write a book about nationalists and Republicans in conflict transformation. I mean, there's clearly been a transformation in struggle among Republicans, and you could totally have a book on that. However, I chose to do this book on unionists and loyalists in part because I thought that it would be better to go as deep as possible into one community as opposed to spreading resources across all of Northern Ireland. And so that was a methodological choice, essentially, but also because I think that unionists and loyalists have really gotten less attention, usually, in academia, especially when it comes to maybe sociological and anthropological work.
Okay, I mean, the book kind of covers everything from, I guess, identity to ways that identity is kind of visualized through murals, through the heritage, through history, through parading, through just everyday life. What did you set out to study? Mm-hmm. What was the aim when you started?
Right. Well, basically,
what does the book cover in a sense?
Yes, right. Well, it looks at most voluntary organizations. I mean, essentially, it's saying, look, the political peace process is immensely important and immensely interesting, and it's been very well studied by political scientists and others. This book basically says there's another level of analysis that is much more grassroots, that is cultural and social psychological, and I was looking at voluntary organizations that would identify themselves as being unionist or loyalist. So we're talking about bands, the Orange Order, community development organizations, sometimes local churches, cultural and historical, amateur cultural and historical organizations, and looking at how they are, I argue in the book, both beginning to experiment with and innovate around and change some of the most traditional cultural expressions that we associate with unionism and loyalism, murals, parades, bonfires, and that as they begin to change those expressions, you know, by, you know, downsizing bonfires or repainting and redesigning murals, that they're doing a really important work of owning their own identity and even being able to modify it and to make their identities as unionists and loyalists more open to dialogue and cooperation and relationship building across the communal divide. And therefore, there's a new, as was mentioned here during the comments, a new growing opportunity for better community relations.
There are those who would kind of look at Northern Ireland's traditions, and we even call them kind of traditions, and say that they move so slowly. Are any of these changes, how do you assess that these changes are significant changes rather than just kind of some kind of biorhythmical up and down that will kind of go away again?
You know, right.
Or what's the opportunity that these changes lead to?
Well, I think it is a process, as was also mentioned during some of the comments here at the book launch, that continually needs attention apply to it. I think the unionists and loyalist organizations are in the midst of an unfinished process. And so, in a sense, you know, where this is a study that's not historically looking back at something that happened 20 years ago. It's something that's ongoing right now. So the outcome is not entirely certain, to be sure. Ultimately, I think the measure will be the extent to which relationships are built across interfaces between communities, the extent to which organizations, cultural organizations, you know, Irish language activists and Ulster Scots activists can begin to work with one another and build relationships. But in the book, there's a lot of interview work in here, and a lot of voices of unionists and loyalists who essentially speak about their own experience of how they are interpreting and reinterpreting what it means to be a unionist or what it means to be a loyalist. And it's a contentious process. You know, there can be real disputes within local organizations. You know, when you say, let's take down that mural, or let's change that parade route. For a sociologist, that's an interesting dispute, and
it's all one direction going forward.
That's right.
I should look around and talk to people, and I mean, there's quite a wide cross section of people even in the room at the launch tonight. Do you see that a lot of what you find in Protestant unionist communities is mirrored in nationalist Republican communities to the same extent, or in different ways, or?
Absolutely. I can't say that I've done the same depth of research, but if you look at Republicanism today, for example, Republicanism means something different today than it meant 20 years ago. And that took a lot of careful narrating and experimentation and conversations around kitchen tables and, you know, across bar stools, et cetera, among Republicans to be able to come to a new kind of Republicanism that we see participating in politics now and having set aside armed struggle.
Finally, because you have a whole room of people that really want to talk to you, who's the book aimed at? Who do you think should be the readers of it?
Well,
who's going to go to No Alibis and pick up a copy?
Yes, right. Well, I think there is an academic argument in it that I think academics are going to be interested in with regard to ethnic identity and ethnic identity change and continuity. But it's also meant to be for a lot of the people that are in the room here tonight. I hope that unionists and loyalists involved in grassroots organizations will look at the book and recognize their own work in here and will take some satisfaction from that. But I hope they'll also see it as a challenge as well, and that they'll be encouraged to continue the work and to push the boundaries even farther and farther.
Okay, well, Lee, thank you very much for talking, and all the best.
Thank you.